Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, September 22nd, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. Government forced to provide school supplies to ITSS as teachers strike 1 week after school opens. Bahamas AG stopped Sandals prosecution on same day as controversial redundancies. And Charlotte shooting. State of emergency amid protests. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of DigiCell. The details of these and more stories after this.
The highly anticipated return of the world's greatest Creole cultural interaction. The 19th World Creole Music Festival explodes at the Wings of Export Stadium on the Creole Mecca Rosa, October 20th, 29th and 30th, 2016. On Friday, October 20th, 8 p.m., the government of Dominica and Discover Dominica Authority present Zouk Megastars, Le Gamesha Zouk. Also, Nigerian Afrobeat sensation, Timaya. Also, Jamaican dancehall crown prince Popcorn.
Send me over the.
Not forgetting kings of Kadal's lips of music, Midnight Groovers. And the Buyo legends, original Buyo pioneers. Not forgetting compa hitmakers, Criolla. And the Buyo MVPs, the Triple K International. Nightly tickets 120 EC, season tickets 325 EC. Three nights of pulsating rhythms and nostalgic Creole experience. Hey. Dominica's World Creole Music Festival, where people meet. This advert was brought to you with the kind compliments of DigiCell, the extraordinary network.
Welcome back. In news this morning, government was forced to provide school supplies to the Isaiah Thomas Secondary School in St. Joseph as the majority of the teachers stage a major strike and refused to teach without supplies on Wednesday, 1 week after school opens. Sources indicate yesterday that basic supplies such as chalk and others were not available at the school. Education Ministry officials were not available to comment on the situation. However, sources indicate as well that a busload of supplies arrived at the school on Wednesday afternoon, accompanied by officials from the Ministry of Education. Now, Dominicans are among many Caribbean students who will benefit from Flow's e-learning platform. Flow Study is an online portal geared at helping students better prepare for the CAPE and CSEC examinations. According to a release, one of the most significant features of Flow Study is that it offers access to a comprehensive range of educational materials, including exam strategies, past paper solutions, Cyberpedia, and virtual labs that students can access from multiple devices, including smartphones, tablet, and desktop computers. The portal is also linked to video-based tutorials via Flow TV On Demand. Ricardo D. Allen, head of One-on-One Educational Services, is the founder and developer of the Flow Study program. For the last several years, his team has been preparing students for the CSEC mathematics exam, maintaining a 100 pass rate, with an average of 83% of these students attaining a grade 1. Flow sees the partnership with One-to-One as an opportunity to twin the educational expertise and successful track record of One-on-One with Flow's world-class technological platform to significantly expand access to e-learning to thousands more Caribbean students. The app offers free access to basic study materials to all Flow's broadband customers. Parents who want more specialized and detailed material for their children can access additional subjects and content for a small fee that they will be able to pay through their Flow bill or prepaid balance. In more news this morning, Chairman of the Dominica Freedom Party Youth Arm, Kara Pierre, is urging Dominican youth to be involved and to participate in activities that contribute to the welfare of their country. Pierre believes this can be achieved by youth actively listening to the news and radio programs so that they can be aware of current issues and concerns as well as the developments taking place in their country.
I particularly express my concern that young people should be involved in listening to radio programs. In that way, young people will become empowered, young people will become aware of what is happening within our country. So in order to keep abreast with what is going on in Dominica, we need to listen to radio programs, we need to read, and we need to just broaden our horizons. So whenever we engage in conversation, it will be of high intellectual sort and even of substance, not just on a superficial level, but it could at least train us to think strategically and also laterally in terms of putting structures and policies in place that can help to develop us.
And that was Chairman of the Dominica Freedom Party Youth Arm, Kerr Pierre. Now leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan, says his party is one that is factual, transparent, and realistic. Astafan is of the view that other parties make a lot of empty promises and have a willful tendency to waste money on projects that do not stimulate substantial economic growth. The DFP leader says the Dominica Freedom Party does not practice such immoral foolishness and strongly supports economic plans that are feasible, logical, practical, and transparent.
We do things that are sustainable. The policies, we develop in policies to ensure that whatever we do can empower young people, can get the economy going. I mean, there's so much we can talk about based on our meeting, some of the experiences and what we're going to look forward to for Dominica. And one of the major concerns that we have is our ability to deliver to the people. And one of the things we saw in St. Lucia, our parties who are in power focus on policies that will make sure they can deliver, not talk millions of dollars and promise to deliver. Like if you go to the last 10 budget bustle, hospital going to start building, right? Mm-hmm. And we're in 2016 and they're still going to start building. And since 2005, Julius Timothy said, within 6 months, hospital going to have, I figured they may have had a groundbreaking, which I wasn't aware of, but the way he was talking, the groundbreaking was coming. And look at it, it is now 11 years.
These are the statements of leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan. In more news this morning, Marigot MP Leonard Linton is of the view that the government is willfully holding back the completion of the seawall project at the Menville Hall Airport in Marigot. Linton says the funds allocated in this year's budget are sufficient to complete the seawall project in this fiscal year. However, he argues that the current plan for the project that the government presented to Parliament in July 2016 appears to be a willful attempt to obstruct the completion of the seawall.
It's not a recent thing. It didn't surface last year. It didn't surface the year before. It has been with us now for close to a decade because the problem came with the work that was done on the east end of the runway there, with the Venezuelans involved in the upgrade of the Melville Hall Airport. That was since 2007. So that's as long as we've been battling with. We've been forced to confront this problem and to complain about it and to receive year after year after year promises that something will be done and excuses that the solution is going to be expensive and that one should be considered instead and so on and so on and so on. But the years have gone by and nothing has happened. Now we saw in the budget of 2016-2017 an amount to start doing some work. They split the amount over 2 years, and the smaller amount is what they're going to deal with in this first year. So I think it's somewhere in the region of $4.2 million, or somewhere around there, that they say will correct the problem. But they're spending $1 million up front, and the other three point something million dollars will be spent in the next year. And I'm saying, well, if this is a priority, turn it around. Let's do the work. Let's do the majority of the work now, because this is not something that suddenly came up. It's something that's been with us for how many years? So let's do the majority of the work first year. Hopefully complete it in the first year, and we don't necessarily have to go into year number two. You see what I'm saying? But the way they have structured the funding for it and the disbursement for that particular solution suggests to me that they have no intention of getting the problem fixed.
Marigot MP Lennox Linton, now former agriculture minister and hotelier Atherton Mate, wants citizens to safeguard the environment here in Dominica. The former agriculture minister believes residents are currently not in the proper mindset to show appreciation of their surroundings. He is calling for increased awareness of the importance of a clean environment, including the proper disposal of waste. And in more news this morning, the Bahamas Attorney General stopped a private prosecution against the top management of Sandals Royal Bahamian Resort on August 15th, the same day the property made 600 jobs redundant. It was revealed on Tuesday. Trade Union Congress President Obi Ferguson said it's no coincidence. Obviously, from August 15th, this nol prosequi was signed, and on August 15th, all 600 workers were terminated, Ferguson told the Nassau Guardian. The dismissals came 5 days after Sandals General Manager Gary Williams and Financial Controller Ronnie Misra were arranged on a private prosecution on allegations that they failed or refused to enter into contract negotiation with the Bahamas Hotel Maintenance and Allied Workers Union during the period of November 16, 2015 through July 12, 2016. Williams and Misra were accused of intimidating three workers and union officials and firing them unlawfully. And the North Carolina governor has declared a state of emergency in the city of Charlotte as unrest continues over the police killing of a black man. Violence erupted for a second night after Keith Lamont Scott was shot dead by a black officer on Tuesday. One protester is in a critical condition after a civilian-on-civilian shooting, the city said. Mr. Scott was the third black man killed by police in a week. Such shootings have sparked huge protests recently. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Government forced to provide school supplies to ITSS as teachers strike 1 week after school opens. Bahamas AG stopped Sandals prosecution on same day as controversial redundancies and Charlotte shooting, state of emergency amid protests. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of DigiCell. If you've missed any of our newscasts, you can log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant morning.